Syria and Iran threaten Israel with retaliation. Mongolia is seeing great spiritual transformation, and Facebook is being used as an English learning tool for ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syria and its ally Iran are threatening to retaliate against Israel for an airstrike carried out within Syrian borders. It's thought to be a calculated preemptive strike, notes Tom Doyle, who's an expert on the Middle East with E3 Partners.
Syria is not capable of doing anything. Assad is just trying to keep his government together. He just has a massive war going on there.
However, if the regime were to fall, it's thought that hardliners would take over, further destabilizing the region. That concern has been one more reason that thousands are fleeing Syria every day. They're being met by Christians who are taking them in, giving them food, shelter, and warm clothes.
It's just ministries banding together to just be Jesus to them. We have met some new believers from Sunni Muslim background that just openly say, I love Jesus. I love the Bible people. They're the only ones not trying to harm us.
The story's in full detail at missionnetworknews.org. We also have ways you can come alongside and help. Next, 75% of the world is hostile to the gospel. You can imagine how difficult it is to train pastors or give them resources. Mission Aviation Fellowship's been testing a tool to do just that. MAF's Director of Learning Technologies, Richard Morris, says it's called Estante.
Well, Estante is an app that runs on the Android operating system. It's an app that provides the means to gather and disseminate resources and training and delivered without the use of the internet.
Morris says this is just one of the security measures in place to protect pastors in countries where Christianity is illegal.
We have security features built in so that the library system doesn't look like a library. It may look like something else. It greatly protects the person holding the materials from being discovered.
Its full release is scheduled for March. Support Estante at our website. This is Mission Network News. Elderly widows are often treated with love and respect, but in India, they're seen as a curse simply because their husband died. Even a widow's shadow is considered bad luck. Realizing the pain and desperation this causes, Gospel for Asia held a special event for elderly widows. They gave each widow a headscarf, a sign of honor and respect, and told them about Christ's love. Pray God would keep revealing His love for widows through GFA. Find more at our website. Meanwhile, did you know Mongolia has one of the world's fastest-growing economies? The church is growing, too.
It's not only growing in numbers, but it's also growing in quality.
Chinzorag Jigjitsuran partners with Asian Access in Mongolia. He says they have their hands full training church leaders, but the results speak for themselves.
We already have seen great transformation in our nation.
A2 helps train a small group of key leaders who in turn go and multiply churches. During their training, pastors form strong bonds.
Uniting the key leaders means uniting the Church of Mongolia itself. There's great sense of unity, and A2 has a huge role in uniting the pastors.
Pray this unity would remain strong and that pastors in training would draw closer to God.
One of our core values is a love relationship with God. So we want the pastors continue growing in their relationship with Christ.
And with Facebook's 1 billion users, morphing into a learning tool seems like a natural fit. HCJB Global connects through Spotlight, an English learning program. This online classroom has 50,000 fans on their page, but the tricky part is getting them to engage. Since many are practicing their English with Christians, there are Christ-oriented relationships being built. Apps and mobile versions will encourage even more interaction on the go. Pray for gospel opportunities. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life to kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.